It's The Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And on the hotline, as we have each and every Wednesday morning, it's Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today?
Good, Rocco. Thanks for asking.
Great to hear, Dave. I wanted to start with the special August primary. And at the time of this recording, we don't have the results from this special August primary in front of us. But I know leading up to this primary, there were talks about a low turnout, some notable races between some folks in the community and some of the candidates. So, Dave, what were some important things to note again with this special August primary?
Yeah, so there's only a couple of races that were being decided in by this primary. Again, there's been a lot of talk, a lot of writing, a lot of reports on the unfinished and undecided redistricting maps for the state house. So for right now, we're using a set of maps that may not be the final maps, or they might be argued over in court. We're not really here to talk about that. But voters, in parts of Lorain County, we're out there to vote on a Republican primary between incumbent state senator Nathan Manning, a North Vigil Republican, and State Board of Education member and Lorain County Tea Party chair Kirsten Hill. There were state central committee races for the men, David Arredondo, Republican, being challenged by Pete Aldrich and Mike Whitty, and then also for the women incumbent, Patty Stein, was facing a challenge from Gene Anderson. And then less so on the ballot for Democrats for the 53rd Ohio House District, you have incumbent state rep Joe Miller of Amherst facing a write-in challenge from former state representative Dan Ramos. And then in the Republican primary for that race, two Avon Lake residents and newcomers Marty Gallagher and Sarah McGurvey facing off against each other on the Republican side of the primary. And then finally, incumbent state rep Dick Stein, a Norwalk Republican, was facing a write-in challenge from Kathleen Beyer. And that's in the 54th Ohio House District Republican primary. Turnout was expected to be low. An awful lot of people, just quite frankly, didn't know the election was coming up. And I discussed that with Senator Manning over the weekend, and he said, we're reminding people that you have to vote on Tuesday, and please vote for me. He didn't have to say, but he was talking about that, and basically. Yeah, we have a very kind of quiet primary, no issues on the ballot, and Lorain County Board of Elections officials were saying that they're expecting between 8 and 10%, registered voter turnout. Only 8 to 10% participation. That puts you at less than 22,000 voters basically going out and casting votes. There's 217,000 registered voters in Lorain County as of Monday, when I spoke with Deputy Director Jim Kramer. And so we're expecting probably less than 20,000 votes to be cast in total. That's sort of unfortunate, because these are important, important elections. No matter who you are or whom you vote for, and what your political party is. Also, it's just a totally Democrat and Republican primary. No independent ballots. Again, no issues for entire school districts or entire cities or townships to vote on. Nothing like that yet. And then we'll see a bunch more issues come up on the November ballot, as well as other races and some of the tickets that will be settled in Tuesday's election will be on the November ballot.
Well, there you go. And for those election results, again, in Tuesday's special August primary, you can check out today's Chronicle Telegram, pick up a physical copy, or head online to chronicle.com for that digital e-edition. And we'll see what that voter turnout ends up looking like once we get the final numbers on that. I know you guys had a piece in the editorial section talking about the importance of getting out and voting in the consequences of every single election that we have. So, again, we'll certainly be checking in on those election results, again, found in today's Chronicle Telegram. Dave, the other story I wanted to discuss here with you this morning was one written by you, as an Elyria police officer has now resigned after he was caught in an on-duty affair. What are the details here?
So this is a little bit disturbing, and definitely fodder for discussion all over Facebook today, today and the previous day. And basically what happened was Officer Jeremy Puzikowski had spent just about 15 months on the force when back in January he met an alleged crime victim. took a report from her about an assault that she suffered from a neighbor, from someone that she knew. And then over time, over the next couple of months, Puzikowski, who, by the way, was engaged to be married to his fiance, has a set of twins with her. He and the woman became intimate. And some of that took place while Puzikowski was on duty. He spent just under 19 hours either in his patrol car or inside the woman's house while he was on duty, sometimes outside his assigned patrol zone, within a single month. So while he was on duty for that 31 days between May 27th and June 28th, when she found out that, in fact, Puzikowski had allegedly lied to her, and he was still engaged to be married, still had a fiance, had not broken up with her, she had not moved out. There were an awful lot of lies that were told here, and both the woman and Puzikowski gave interviews with Illyria police investigators who did an internal investigation under the possibility of Puzikowski being charged with criminal offenses because he had not been doing his job but had been getting paid to do his job while he was having sex with his girlfriend behind his fiance's back. And again, all of this took place on duty. This was a criminal investigation. He was read his rights before he spoke to investigators. He admitted basically the whole thing. And I read through an 82-page Illyria Police Department investigation to bring that story to the readers.
Well, you were certainly right about one thing there. The Facebook chatter surrounding that story has been nothing short of incredible this past day or so now, again, regarding that story. Just a lot to unpack there, a lot of lies in there, like you said there, Dave, and just kind of an unfortunate story there for a lot of the parties involved. So for more on that, you can check out Tuesday's A Chronicle Telegram, also available online at chronicletea.com. Again, Dave O'Brien is our guest on The Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Hey, Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at The Chronicle working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, I got a couple of stories about some appeals that were making their way through the courts, state and local courts. And we have, some good news about donations to the North Israel Library, some safety and security money from the state coming down to Lorain County Schools, more than $1 million worth of money for new door locks and outside lighting and security cameras and visitor badges, things like that, that the schools can use to increase the safety and security of students and staff and employees. And a whole bunch more coming up in the Chronicle Telegram print edition and also at chronicletea.com.
There you go, Chronicle Telegram print edition or online at chronicletea.com. All right, Dave, let's head on over to the scanner. I hope everyone has their ears on. What are you hearing on the scanner, Dave, for this week's scanner story?
Well, this is a good one, again, from our pals over at Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter. A disturbance in the 7900 block of Cedar up in Cleveland, a naked male in a parking lot dancing.
Ooh, a little getting jiggy with it in the nude. Yeah, not something I would condone. Maybe he's just working on his Dancing with the Stars audition. I don't know. Maybe put some clothes on next time, though. Oh, boy. Dave, entertaining scanner story, as always, and a great insight into what's happening in and around Lorain County. Again, to check out the latest from Dave and his colleagues, pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram or head on over to chronicletea.com for that digital e-edition. Dave, thank you again for the time. All the best to you the rest of this week, and look forward to catching up again with you next week.
All right, Rocco. We'll talk to you later.